Hello, welcome to this episode of the Maverick Podcast. I am Luke and today I'm joined by Roper.
Hey guys.
And today we're going to be talking about growing your brand online with your team. So first question, going to jump right into it. Also, hello everyone that's doing a podcast. Hello. should companies keep a track of their team's social media accounts online? What do you think about that?
I think it depends on the company, like what they do, what your business does, you know, like I think that's massively important. But I do think at the beginning, in the beginning stages, companies obviously should have a little look to see who they're like employing or who they're hiring, and just to see what they're like, what they post. Does it align with the company values and, you know, that kind of stuff? Will they gel in with everyone that works in the company already? But I don't think social media is just the only place you can go to judge those things. You actually have to get to know the person, of course. Should they be checking regularly? I think it does depend on the company, like I've just said. Obviously, for us, we are like a social selling company. We do a lot on social media.
Yeah, we talk about growing businesses online, so it'd be strange if we weren't doing that.
If we weren't doing that, exactly. So I do think, I do think it's important to have a little check every now and then.
Because Dean likes mentioning this during some of the webinars, like whenever someone new joins the company, where they're expected to be on LinkedIn, to know all about the social media life. We've got loads of training courses, so we pretty much have like a cinema experience at the start where we go through all of our teachings, all of our books, and saying, it's a lot to take in.
It is,
and
yeah.
It's quite scary because it'd be like, oh, by the way, this is LinkedIn, this is social selling, it's everything you need to know, and then run and see what it's about.
Yeah.
So yeah, what we do, it's kind of like an in-house sort of competition sometimes when it comes to our LinkedIn posts as well. It's like, oh, how have you done? What engagement have you got? How many, you know, lead magnet clicks
even
have you
in
got?
Even in the Monday morning briefings that we have, it's who's grown the most connections and stuff like that as well, isn't it? So it is
really
a bit of like
it.
We celebrate things like that. We celebrate our use of social media, of LinkedIn. It's like a proud thing for us.
But for us, we're part of the marketing team, so it's quite... We're kind of always in that world. We're always thinking about posting stuff online. We're thinking about digital a lot. For other members of the team who are into non-creative roles, it is quite tough to consistently here's a word, consistently post and be online and be social, because everyone's not a copywriter.
No.
Everyone's not a content creator. So it's how we then support the team in doing that. So they are posting, they are talking about the brand and the message.
No, I agree. I think as a marketing team, we have a responsibility to provide content or like show people how to do certain things. And obviously we have copywriters in the office. So if anyone ever needs any help, they can always go ask us, or they can ask other people. We can help them provide like with content that we've already created and help them write copy for that content. And I think it's important to just have that support system there. So the people that aren't copywriters, people that can't do it, they have the support to know like, okay, I can just go to this person and they'll help me to achieve the goal, or they'll help me to get my engagement up, or help me to create the content that I need to stay consistent on the platform.
Yeah, even for small teams, there's probably a few people out there who are really good at writing something catchy, really good at like, filming, especially in today's generation. I feel like such an old man saying that. In today's generation, we've all got their phones, we're all creating.
Yeah.
So we've even got Jade on our team who's good at making like TikToks and capturing videos, small videos for us, for the team. And it's the people out there who stand out when it comes to posting. You see their hidden talents.
Yeah.
Like someone will really surprise you about what they post and go, actually, that was a really good post. I really like what you said. And you learn something new about the people as well. What is troubling, though, is I notice a lot of people are afraid to post online because of their companies.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of, let's say, the red tape that goes through it. But we don't want to be the kind of marketers that's like, well, that didn't sound like our brand message, or that isn't our colours. But if it's on their personal profile, it's like, you know, that's not our brand, that's not our title.
Yeah.
It can go a way of, okay, if you're going to use our logo, you use it in this way. If you're going to use our colours, you use them in this way. But if you just want to post them that you found online, which you found really insightful, and you want to give value to, you know, value to your audience, that's fine. You can do that. And I feel like you shouldn't be afraid to put your name next to your company and also kind of be yourself and provide some
and
value.
Be proud of it too. I think that's a massive thing that what you've just said. A lot of people are scared because I think they think, oh, my brand's not going to like this. The brand's not going to like this. But there's a personal brand as well. You know, that platform that you're using has your name on it. It has where you work, where, like your job and stuff like that. But it's your name and your profile at the end of the day. So I think while you're posting your business posts, post things about yourself, post things that, you know, maybe don't really fit with your brand as well, where you work and your business. but things that you like, things that are personal to you. I think building your own personal brand and just having that like distinguished fact of, okay, this is the brand, it has all the brand guidelines, fits with the brand, but also being able to post things for yourself, I think that's really massively important because it is a personal profile at the end of the day.
Yeah, you don't want to be battling with like the CEO about yeah. brand. Because imagine if you had, you know, the Richard Bransons and Elon Musks and all the big names I could put into the title here to get loads of views for the podcast. If they had a collection of them in one company, can you imagine what it would do for them?
I can't.
Like, you just have, usually you have one CEO mm-hmm. as like the main brand. Like, you've got, like I said, Elon Musk and you've got Tesla next to it. Yeah. The name comes hand in hand. Like, you think one, you think the other.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine in your brand, if you had your own high profile character, a high profile brand pushing that forward, have multiple of them and it really brings it up higher exactly. and higher. But should companies expect people to be company advocates online?
I think no. I don't think they should be expecting it. Because, it obviously depends where you work and what you do in the business. However, you can't expect people to work for you and be posting your brand at the same time. I think unless if it's in like a job description and it's what they do, I don't think you can expect it. It's nice when they do. It's lovely when they do. It's great. It's great for engagement and just to get yourself out there a little bit more. However, I don't think that you can expect it. Like, yeah, I don't really think you can.
It's a hard crossover because you have your business profile and then I have a business profile.
Yeah.
I have my personal profile and it's mainly to have that barrier between communication with my friends because I use like Facebook and I use Twitter.
Yeah.
When I'm sharing like, you know, any funny posts I see, I want just a channel where I can quickly do it. Where if I was using it for business, for social selling, for prospecting, it would be tough because I'd have to go through a slew of people who I've just messaged some value pieces out there mm-hmm. while I'm chatting about business. So that's why I kind of keep them separate. And it's a way because back in the day of like digital marketing, a lot of people were trying to get into the spaces where they were trying to get people to post stuff in the, I thought it was called, it was like shadow sharing, where it was in like the Facebook Messenger, and it was trying to find a way to get your content to be shared in those little groups because we all have our, you know, friendship groups of where we try and make, you know, people laugh and we organize like events, and it was a way of trying to get involved in there. Facebook run an ad to get inside it once. People were like, why is this in my feed?
Yeah.
They really hated it. But yeah, there was a lot of content being made to try and get into those little groups. So that's why we were trying to blend the business and the personal by trying to get people to share information. We would do it ourselves in our own business group in like a marketing space on Google. And then you've got the other spaces where we are productive. So having that blend between business and personal, when you post something to a business page and you have a business page, it's going to be shared to people on the business. That's why LinkedIn does so well on their messenger side. Like, I wouldn't message my friend on LinkedIn.
No, imagine.
It would just, it's just like acquaintances and people I'm working with. But I wouldn't do like a personal post on there.
I think my friends would take years to reply on LinkedIn.
So I feel like it's important for marketing teams to support their teams in sharing content out there to people and giving them enough content where they can just quickly drop in a message and go, we've just put this out there. I think you'll enjoy it.
With what you've just said as well, I think it depends on the platform. So if you're expecting your employees or your team to be sharing content on like Instagram and it's their personal Instagram, I don't think you can really expect that from them. It's a personal Instagram. Instagram is for entertainment, some education, I guess, and like just, you know, to escape, like, you know, life, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think expecting them to be posting business related content on their Instagram, their personal Instagrams, I think that's a little bit too far. But maybe to suggest maybe you can post this on LinkedIn or you can post this and it'll help us out, like what we do with our team. I think we don't expect them to do it.
Yeah.
But it's nice when they do and we appreciate it when they do. And our team's really helpful when they like doing it and they will do it. So I think that's, you know, it depends on the platform, depends on the team, depends on the business.
We've built their profiles, we've helped them establish their profiles in a certain way so it is our audience. Because if it was promoted on a personal page, we're selling to everyone's friends.
Exactly.
And not every one of our friends kind of either knows we know what we do because we appear in the feed all the time, but they wouldn't buy from us.
No,
like,
they
I wouldn't
don't
expect any of my friends to come into a social selling course.
No.
Because they do completely different things. So do you think incentives are a good way to get people involved? Or does it feel more like bribes? You know, you're only doing it for...
I think there's incentives that can feel like bribes. There definitely are. But I do think, you know, it's like incentives. People do things that benefit them. So if you're giving some incentives that will benefit your team, like what we do is, like I've just said as well, with the we should give them content that they can share and, you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of an incentive, you know. If you've got nothing to post on this day, you could post this. It's like an alternative. So I think some incentives, you know, if it benefits your team, I think they're like it's a good thing to do. If you can do it, then why not?
Yeah, if you're looking for like lead generation, and looking for if someone came through the door and said, "Oh, I was on social media, I managed to attract a really top CEO and make one interested in a sales team."
Yeah,
like if you said to your team, "Yeah, that's great. Here's a gift card or like £20 for bringing some." Bringing some business in. I reckon the whole team, for most teams would be like, yeah, sure, great, I'll do that all the time.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
And it feels more like it is an incentive. At the same time, you can expect, why aren't you doing that anyway?
Yeah.
But let's be realistic. People are still doing their jobs in the day-to-day.
Yeah.
So either if they're not salespeople, you can't expect them to bring in a lead.
No.
If a marketing team and a sales team, you're like, okay, that's great, well done, good job. You know, you've ticking those boxes. But if someone who's just come into the business, who's maybe not, really high up in the field, comes and says, oh, I'm connected with this person who's really interested, and you do a referral scheme, that would really incentivize people to start growing and start learning and start posting more on LinkedIn.
And it also just helps the team, like, learn different skills and learn what different departments do as well, doesn't it? So it's like knowing that, this part isn't that easy. Let me see if I can do it. Let me see if I can gain some skills and gain some knowledge to know how to do it as well. So I think in that term of obviously a £20 gift voucher, if it was like a nice company, I'd love that. But like just to get the incentive of obviously like learning a new skill and like learning how to do something that another department does, like that's great as well.
So in terms of real tips that businesses can do to support this then. So we mentioned it is giving content to the team, helping people collaborate within the business for who's, if you don't have a copywriting team, maybe talk to the CEO, maybe talk to the marketing team or anyone who was involved in promoting the business and talk about the brand message.
Yeah.
So opening with channels of communication is really important. And not being afraid to let people be themselves online and post and maybe incentivize them with a little bit of a referral scheme, or maybe just say to the team, like, look, it'd be really great if you did this for us. But don't be over-expecting.
No, don't, I don't know what the word is. Yeah, just don't over-expect it. Don't feel entitled to their personal profiles, your team's personal profiles. Don't feel entitled to them, I think, what you've just said is great,
That's great. Well, thank you, Robert.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you, everyone, for watching this episode of the Maverick Podcast. If you want to discuss anything in this episode, don't forget to comment below and follow us and click on the notification bells, all the good stuff for my next podcast. And we will see you next time.
Thanks, guys.